All right, if you would take your Bibles, we'll go to Exodus chapter 4. I'm just curious, how many of you have been here the entire 20 years since we first came? I see some hands. So you're a blessing. It's great to see you today. It's great to see some faces who I don't know. That means the church is growing and God is blessing, and I'm glad for that. 20 years of ministry here takes a lot of faithfulness and dedication on the part of the pastor, the pastor's wife, and also the people. And so I'm glad for those of you that have stayed by this church for these 20 years, and may the Lord bless you also. You got a lot of good memories in this room. This is where I was ordained to the ministry, and also the room in which Lauren and I were married. So a lot of good memories here at Calvary Baptist Church. We're going to talk about Moses today. The title is Traits of a Godly Leader. And these describe Moses. I believe they describe both of my parents. And they're also traits that we ought to have in our lives. And so, as your custom is, we'll go ahead and stand as we read the Word of God, if you're able. Exodus chapter 4, we'll begin in verse 18. Exodus chapter 4, verse 18. And Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said unto him, Let me go, I pray thee, and return unto my brethren which are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moses, Go in peace. And the Lord said unto Moses in Midian, Go, return into Egypt, for all the men are dead which sought thy life. And Moses took his wife and his sons, and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And the Lord said unto Moses, When thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand. But I will harden his heart, and he shall not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, Let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. Let's ask God's blessing upon our time in his word. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we could be here today. Lord, I thank you for this church. I thank you for those that are faithful to your cause. I pray that you'll help us to exemplify these traits of a godly leader in our lives. May your spirit move among us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So the first trait of a godly leader that Moses is especially noted for in Scripture is his humility. His humility. The world does not appreciate humility. They don't honor humility, and they don't like showing humility. The idea is that you become a doormat, always giving in to others' desires. And that's somewhat understandable, because in the world in which we live, people in their lost state are very selfish. So they will take advantage of a humble person. And so being humble gets a bad rap. But being meek does not mean being weak. It means you defer your wants and desires for the sake of others. And Moses had to do that a lot. And that's what God wants of us. God tells us that we ought to be humble. James 4:10 says, Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. So what is meekness truly? We often associate it with certain activities, but I want you to see that humility simply means obeying God. Pride is the opposite. Pride is unwilling, resists obeying God. Humility is obeying God. So if we are humble, we're going to love, care for, and value other people. Well, why do we do that? Why would we show humility in that way? Well, the answer is because God tells us to do those very things in his word. Also, as we think of humility, we do not think of ourselves better than other people. Well, why do we do that? Again, because God tells us not to think more highly above ourselves than we ought to. And then as we're humble, we will be concerned with others, what others desire. And the Bible tells us we need to esteem the needs of others more than our own. And so meekness is really just responding to God. So humility is really a synonym for obedience. As you think of the life of Moses, when God first called him, he was 80 years old, and boy, that would be quite an age to be called to serve the Lord. But he showed great pride. Moses showed great pride because God said, I want you to go lead my people out of Egypt. What did Moses do? He says, I can't do that. I'm not good enough. Sounds like humility, but it's actually pride. And God had to kind of give him a swift kick to get him on the journey because he was not willing. He was showing pride. Even though it looked like humility, he was refusing God. He was showing pride. But he made a complete 180 degree turn because the Bible says this of him in Numbers chapter 12 and verse 3. That Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And so again, this is the hallmark of Moses. He was humble. The most humble man upon millions of people that lived on the face of the earth. He showed this in a few different ways. He didn't give up on people. There were times when Moses, if I were Moses, I would have given up on the people. After the golden calf incident, God wanted to kill the entire nation and said, Moses, I'll start out with you. You will be my chosen people, and you will birth the great nation. Moses prayed for his people. His pride and his flesh could have said, these people don't deserve me. I'm a good man, and they're wicked and they're disobedient. But he didn't give up on people. And that's where we find God's blessings. The Bible says to not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. If you've ever had to undergo physical rehabilitation, you understand that. You've got to press on. If you don't continue your exercises that they give you, you're not going to see the progress that you want. You've got to keep with it. It's the same thing in the service of the Lord. We will reap. We will get the results, the rewards that we want, but only if we stay faithful. Moses, in his humility, was not willing to give up on people. Moses, in his humility, had to depend on his omnipotent God. He had to depend on God. That's a hard thing to do, to admit, I can't do it. I can't preach unless God helps me. I can't be of any help. Pastor can't be of any help to you unless God enables him to do that. And that spreads to all of us. We cannot serve the Lord or do anything worth anything in eternity without God's help. Jesus said, without me, ye can do nothing. And so we need to depend on the Lord. How would Moses do miracles before Pharaoh? You're Moses. You in and of yourself can't do anything special. You're just going to walk up to Pharaoh and say, Pharaoh, you need to let all your slaves go. He's going to tell you, get lost. And the first thing he said is, who is this Lord that I should listen to you? And so Moses depended on God to do the miracles that he did. He had to depend on God to bring the plagues. Moses said, if you don't let the people go, such and such is going to happen. Frogs are going to come, or the flies, or whichever of the plagues, and eventually the angel of death. So Moses had to depend on the Lord to follow through with those things. He depended on the Lord. And then as they marched out and they stopped at the Red Sea again, they had to depend on the Lord to get them through. And so Moses showed his humility as he depended on the Lord. God placed Moses in impossible situations so that all could see that he was the God of the impossible. God wants to do the same in your life. God wants to achieve what others would say can't be done for God's glory, and God will use you to do it if you have the humility that Moses had. Moses, in his humility, prayed for others. If you would, turn in your Bibles to Numbers chapter 12. Numbers chapter 12. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. If you go to Deuteronomy, it's too far, but Numbers chapter 12. For sake of time, I'm not going to be able to read all the verses here. But early in Moses' ministry, his siblings are angry with him. Miriam and Aaron. Miriam was the firstborn, and then Aaron was 3 years older than Moses was. And they were upset. They felt, I believe the background is, Moses' father-in-law suggesting that Moses get 70 men to help him judge the people, the civil affairs of the people. Moses had taken this on himself. And so the 70 coming along to help Moses seemed like a slight to the authority of Moses' own siblings, his older siblings. And so they're upset with him. And this is where in verse 3 we read that Moses was the most meek man on the face of the earth. Miriam is the instigator. She's punished. If you notice now, verse 10, and the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. Verse 11, Aaron intercedes on her behalf, saying to Moses, alas, my Lord, I pray thee, I beseech thee, lay not this sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly and wherein we have sinned. And then in verse 13, we see that Moses cries to the Lord. So Aaron is pleading with him, pray to God that she be healed. She had gone against Moses, and Moses is being asked to pray for her. And so in Moses' humility, he was willing to pray for others, even those that weren't being friendly to him. And Jesus tells us to do the same thing. We need to pray for our enemies, to love our enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use us and to bless them, as Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount. If you're humble, you want to do what is best for other people. And one of the best ways to love other people and to show humility is to pray for those, especially with those whom you don't get along and to those that are mistreating you. In, I believe it's verse number 7, we get our next point. As we serve the Lord, we need to be humble, but we also need to be faithful. Look at verse 7. Now this is God speaking to Aaron and Miriam. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. Moses was faithful to lead God's people. And that's a trait that we also need to have if we're going to amount to anything for the Lord. We've got to stick with it. We've got to finish strong for the Lord. Moses had a difficult calling. Being a pastor of dozens of people has its own challenges, or hundreds, or thousands. Well, Moses had 1 million, perhaps 2 million people that he was leading. It was very difficult, but he was faithful to it. He started well and he didn't quit. You probably all know of Christians that gave up in the fight. They used to come to church, but they don't anymore. They're not right with the Lord today and they really just don't care about it. And that's sad. But I want to be one that finishes strong for the Lord. Moses was a man that started right and he finished strong. And I believe that could be said of both my parents. They started well and they're continuing in the fight for the Lord. And I hope that's your desire as well. Moses started well and he also didn't compromise. One of the pastors made mention of that in the video, that this same music is sung, the same Bible version is used, and these are all good things that we need to continue in. Not everybody finishes strong, even in good churches in America. They give in to compromise. The fact that Moses did not compromise as he went through his service to the Lord for 40 years is the fact that we have a book of the Bible. It's the book right after Numbers called Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy means second law. It's the second time that Moses gave the people all the commands of God just before he dies so that they can be faithful to the Lord. He wouldn't be able to do that or wouldn't care to do that had he compromised in his service to the Lord. And so Moses was faithful. He started well. He didn't compromise. He didn't quit. And then he finished his fight for the Lord. He was 120 years old when God took his life. And on that day, I believe he could say like Paul, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Paul then continues in 2 Timothy chapter 4. He says, henceforth, or because of this, because I finished, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. That's a great incentive that God gives all of us. If you will stay faithful to the Lord, God has a reward for you. On the day in which we call it Judgment Day, but it's the day that we get our rewards for serving the Lord. And so we need to be humble as we serve the Lord. We need to be faithful. And the last point is that we need to be obedient to the Lord. Obedient to the Lord. Every leader has authority over him. I think about it. The police officer, you think, well, they're the enforcer of the law, but they have to follow the laws that are written by the legislature. If you think about a boss, someone that owns a company, well, their boss is collectively the customers or the shareholders. Every boss has a boss. And no matter what position of authority you may hold as a Christian, maybe a parent, maybe a pastor, maybe a deacon, or whatever the case is, we all have a leader above us. We always have the Lord who is watching over us. He is our boss. He is our master. So Moses obeyed God's precepts. Moses was the one to whom God communicated the law. We have the law recorded for us in the first 5 books of the Bible. That was all that God gave Moses, and God expected Moses to keep all of the laws, not to pick and choose. You know, we see among leaders that they don't always follow the rules that they set for everybody else. It's kind of frustrating. Moses couldn't be that way. Moses was called to give the law out, but then he also had to live the law. What about us? Does our walk match our talk? Or is there inconsistency there? Is there some hypocrisy in our lives? Believe me, if you don't find it, other people will, and then it will hurt our testimony. So we need to be like Moses. Moses obeyed God's precepts. what he was told to do, he was faithful. And that's why God said that he was faithful, because he continued to obey God. Also, in the position of leadership, he had to insist that God's laws were followed. This may apply to you as a parent, as a grandparent, or any position of authority that you have. You ought to live out God's laws, and you ought to insist that others do also. The 10 evil spies, when they came back with their faithless report, they saw the giants, they saw the good and the bad, and they said, "We can't go in, we cannot take the promised land." And they doubted God. There had to be judgment there. And so for each day that the spies went into the land of Israel would equal 1 year that they had to spend wandering in the wilderness, which we know was 40. Well, right after they heard this, after Moses said, God says, "We can't go, 40 years in the wilderness is what you've been appointed to," there were some ambitious men that said, "All right, we can do it. God is with us. Let's just go take the promised land," showing faith a little after the fact. And Moses had to tell them, "No, you can't do it." Moses' heart was going into the promised land. That's what he wanted. These men wanted to do just that, but God had already closed that door. So what does Moses have to do? He's got to follow the Lord. So he tells them, "Wherefore now do ye transgress the commandment of the Lord? But it shall not prosper." And he continues to say, "The Lord will not be with you." And of course, the men were utterly defeated. Moses had to discipline the people many times. That's never pleasant. When they gathered the manna, Moses said, "Tomorrow there will be more. Bake all that you have today. Eat it today. Don't save any over for the next day." And of course, people did. The Bible says, a quote from God's word, "It bred worms and stank." Moses had to punish the people. He was faithful. He was obedient to God. And he made sure that others were obeying God. And that's something that we ought to do. We ought to tell others, hey, we need to follow the Lord and do what's right. Most importantly, and lastly, Moses followed God's leading. This is really the crux of the Christian life. We need to follow the Holy Spirit. God gives them to us when we get saved, and we are responsible to follow Him. As many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God, Romans tells us. So Moses followed God's leading to go to Egypt. Moses conveyed every detail for the tabernacle and saw that it was completed successfully. Moses fasted 40 days and 40 nights. That'll tell you the dedication that Moses had. He didn't just do it one time. He did it at least twice. 40 days and 40 nights, no food, no water. He was following God. And then Moses had the fire and the cloud to lead them as they journeyed through the wilderness. Every time that that moved, that meant, hey, it's time to pack up, it's time to leave. And they followed God every single time. Every good leader and every good Christian will follow the Lord. So in conclusion, Moses demonstrated the qualities of godly leadership. God wants us to be humble. God wants us to be obedient. God wants us to be faithful. Now the question is, are you a believer? Like I say, I don't know everyone in this room. If you have not asked Jesus to be your Savior, this is a day of celebration. If you got saved today, it would be a double celebration, and even greater, because there will be a celebration up in heaven for you also. If you don't know the Lord as your Savior, we're going to have an invitation here in just a moment. And why don't you come forward? We'll take the Bible and show you how you can know for sure that you're on your way to heaven. For those of us that are believers, are we humble? Do we esteem God's ideas higher than our ideas? Or do we say, "I want to do what I want to do, and I don't care what God says"? Every time we disobey, we say, "I choose me instead of God." We need to be humble and listen to the Lord. Moses was faithful. He was dedicated to the cause. He didn't quit. He didn't compromise. Maybe in your heart today, you're kind of in a tug of war. You feel like, "I want to serve God, but then I want to live my life my way." I want to encourage you to be faithful to the Lord. Make that decision today. Tell God, "God, I want to finish strong like Moses did." And then Moses was obedient. No authority figure has any credibility or dignity if they don't follow the rules. People are going to see what you say, and they're going to watch what you do. Do they match? If they don't match, tell the Lord. Who better to tell, to ask to help you, to have your walk and talk match than God? God wants to help us with that so that we wouldn't be called hypocrites like Jesus called the Pharisees. So let's strive to serve the Lord like Moses did. Let's keep the faith, and we'll hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," like Moses did. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for recording the life of Moses for us, and Lord, laying out such a wonderful pattern of how we ought to serve you. And you want all of us to be your servants. I pray that that's our desire today, Lord, that we would be humble, that we'd be obedient, and that we'd be faithful to you until you call us home. If you're doing business in our hearts, Lord, I pray that we'll do business with you as the invitation is given. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.